Hello, Tome listeners. This is your Tome editor, Samuel Dillon. This week, the Tome Show is bringing you special Gen Con 2011 episodes. In order to get them to you faster, these are going to be released unedited. Our sponsor for tonight's episode is Noble Knight Games, where Out of Print is available again. So sit back and relax, and after a message from our sponsor, you'll get to hear tonight's episode.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is a new event for us. We're going to be running these four fellows through an adventure. They're going to be incorporating your suggestions as well in the form of slips of paper, as well as opportunities for you guys to call out various suggestions and guidance to them as they go through the adventure. I've got with me Matt James. Do you want to do your introduction, or dare I give the microphone over to you?
No, don't do it.
Who doesn't know Matt James?
This is He's Matt James, blogger. Michael. You don't really need to know anything else.
Way to go, Bills.
Kick my dog, too.
I can talk.
Yes.
We've also got with us Rodney Thompson, tabletop games manager for R&D, and former Star Wars Supreme Chancellor, resident popular culture savant. Also, Mike Robles. Yeah, I still can't get it.
Robles. Without a robe.
Micro-sized robe.
Community manager for Wizards of the Coast, and elder brain that controls the Twitterverse.
Nice. Oh,
yeah. Finally, we have James Wyatt, creative manager for R&D, Eberron Wordsmith, master to Dungeon Masters, and all-around nice guy.
You'll be the first to die.
Open the door.
Hey, Matt, what's your brother's Twitter address?
Brian R. James.
Okay, guys, I don't care about yours.
Who needs enemies when I have friends like you?
So first, a little note, we're going to have a little bit of a change in program from what was in the Gen Con book. Originally it was going to be, you guys were all going to be the adventure company, but we figured it would be better to give you guys control of these guys and have them walk through the adventure.
You're the players and we're the characters.
They didn't actually tell me that when they asked me to do this.
I have no idea what we're about to do.
You're going to have the opportunity to give suggestions, sound effects, and even control their movement, potentially, during the adventure. Your choices will matter in what happens in the adventure. Today we'll be adventuring to a location outside of Neverwinter, Helm's Hold, location where Spellskarn are sent to recover, but also there is trouble there as well.
I hold Helm.
So first, we need to get these guys some names. For names, they've already got their characters there. You're going to be drawing out of this.
Nice.
I am Admiral Canada.
Actually, like that.
That's a good one.
Lord of the Maple Leaf.
I don't even know if I can pronounce this. That looks like Choli Gurgin. Gurgin.
Choli Gurgin?
Choli Gurgin.
Choli Gurgin.
I gotta get
that.
Yeah, I need it.
I be Gussie the Hussy.
Come on, let's get it. Oh,
that's my real name.
Me, Ferris.
Euler.
I'm very scared of Ross Monster.
The Ferris Bueller.
Oh, Ferris.
Ferris.
All right, I'm also
Admiral Canada is gonna constantly say no.
Also, be giving these guys phrases that they can use as battle cries or just whenever they want to during the adventure, so you guys can just take some of these and tuck them away.
All right.
Probably.
Can I also sign in?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Good luck.
You don't necessarily have to look at what they are. It might be more fun if you just pull them out.
Look at two, but I won't look at the other. Is there more?
What was the sign for speaking in half orc?
What race is it? I'm a human. Yes.
Admiral Canada? Pixie. Well, you know, yes. There's a lot of discrimination in the Canadian Navy, so they only let humans.
You, monarch of the sea.
Rise to the rank of
ruler of the Queen's Navy.
All right, without further ado, let's get started.
That's okay.
It's
a
in a world where creatures still suffer the effects of the devastating plague, a century passed. Four heroes must journey to one of the few safe places in for these so-called spell-scarred adventurers.
Excuse me, it's three heroes and a hussy.
Three heroes and a hussy. All right.
No, that's it, Carl.
You've been hired by the ruler of Neverwinter, Lord Neverember, to investigate recent disturbances in Helm's Hold.
What'd he pay?
Not enough.
We'll get to that. With the town's protector and chief speaker absent due to business in Waterdeep, Helm's Hold is currently being watched over by the venerable... I gotta get these.
The venerable tankard of...
Too many pockets.
Too many pockets.
Your
yeah.
shorts are holding. All
right. Helm's Hold is clearly currently being watched over by Friar French. Friar French. With regards to pay, Lord Neverember has offered each of you. There we go.
Friar French.
A portal gun.
Oh. Shit.
All right, so each of you has a portal gun that he's offered you as advance pay during the adventure.
Wow! Can't wait.
Under the promise that you would investigate this, you have journeyed to Helm's Hold, a monastery that serves as an asylum and a hospital for those showing symptoms of the spell plague. The venerable Friar French greets you at the town hall upon your arrival. From the steps, he waves a cheerful welcome, and he calls out the Helm's Hold colloquial greeting. A darkness in which there is only me. A darkness in which there is only me, you adventurers.
Darkness upon you as well.
In which there is only us.
A darkness to you as well, then.
Darkness rising?
Okay, that's enough, though.
Ferris.
What would you brave adventurers like to say to Friar French?
Yeah. Have you seen my gun?
Son of a bitch!
Do you know how to I beg your pardon? What did you just say to me? After I greeted you with such a nice welcome.
Ferris is son of a bitch!
Oh, okay. Is that normal for where you're from?
Ferris Huffork!
Okay, that makes sense.
Hail, future employer. You're doing it wrong. Do you have a gun like this?
Well, of course I'm doing it wrong. That's why I've hired, why Lord Denver ever sent all of you, of course.
What do you need?
We have recently been having a series of disappearances around Helm's Hold. People have been disappearing in the night, and we suspect that something has come from beneath the crypts of Helm's Hold and is taking them away.
Plague change people disappear?
We believe that it could be caused by a plague change, or rather, my associate here does. He gestures to a member of the council who is currently walking down the steps towards you and introduces.
You're doing it wrong.
Megs and nostrils!
That guy knows, right?
What? A Mystery Beneath the Sea, it sounds like that one adventure we went on. Remember when we had to clean the sewers?
Bad.
It was very bad.
It smells bad!
That's where we found you.
He says, "This is my fellow councilman, Carlos."
Hello, Carlos.
Hola, Carlos. You look really familiar to me, Carlos.
Carlos says, "Well, I've never seen you before, but you know what they say, kick me."
We're here to do...
It was an expression!
Oh! Sorry, where I come from, we have the same expression. We only just say, get in my belly. But being from the Hussy clan, it has a totally different meaning.
Friar French gestures to Carlos and says, Carlos believes that the plague change might be responsible for this, the spell scarred even, but I have my doubts. Carlos says, these disappearances have been down, have led us to believe that there might be somebody who is either imitating the spell scarred or is using a spell scarred power to rob them out of their homes in the night and take them into the
place. Wait, I hear the sound of music.
Your hills are alive!
Sound of music?
I think they answered it.
In fact, we have heard chanting lately at night, suspecting that there might be some sort of sinister cult down there.
Oh, please tell us, what did the chants say?
I've heard those chants.
And they said?
Driss just grabbed my ass.
Even now, if you listen carefully, you can hear it.
Does it always...
It's a very somber tone.
Does it get more emo?
Oh, the ass grabber.
No, I've never had my ass grabbed. I've been so
depressed. Friar French implores you, saying... I hope that you're able to uncover the source of these disappearances and can prove that it is not, in fact, Spellscarred. We would hate to have to begin turning away Spellscarred from Helm's Hold after it's offered a refuge for so long.
Well, if there's one thing I do know, it's dynamite!
It is indeed, and perhaps you'll have to use some of that to find the monsters down below.
We don't have
portal gun.
You might not have, but I do have something that might aid you in your journey. Friar French extends a hand and offers a fork of devouring. Should you encounter any oozes or gelatinous creatures, it could be useful.
Get one.
You can get more when you get back.
We have to share a fork?
Don't act like you've never been to Daddy's home.
Carlos gestures towards some nearby guards.
Guards, come here!
No.
They seem to not be very obedient. I said, get over here!
Okay, march.
Oh, there's two there.
Guards.
They haven't been very well trained.
Guards.
My guards here will accompany you to the crypt and should be able to show you the way in so that you can hopefully help us with our problem.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You're a very well-dressed guard.
Thank you.
Like a chocolate minigun.
I'm certain to aid you, and I will make sure that all of our opponents eat axe.
Yes.
Yes!
That actually kind of worked.
Hurt and pain, my two axes. This.
We'll use the fork of divine to eat the axe.
Nothing, guards. Take them to the crypts. You know where they are. Go.
Our crypts.
Go to the crypts.
You got the.
Oh. Come.
We really have to go to the crypts, though.
They're taking the long way.
We've gone through the narrow
scenic road,
and now we go into the broads.
She's behind us.
I was not that horse. But I caught up with them.
We are now alive.
That would have been much faster if we just shot the portal gun.
What are you saying? Next time we should think about
it. Or just stay where we were.
The stairs into the crypts are steep, and at the bottom is a locked door. Fortunately, the guards know.
Fortunately, sometimes stairs are not required to go down.
Fortunately, our guards know the password. The password, of course.
I don't know if that's
the one. No, that is
red. That was a piece.
I am a ninja, I said. Ninja!
Of course that would be the password. Why would it be?
And it has to be in that accent, I'm sorry.
And as one of the guards speaks the password, the door is grown open. Haven't been oiled in a while.
That door
has been like, oiled.
That door sounds like it needs a healer. That did not sound well at all.
We have healer?
I've been trained as a healer, and as my mother always says, good news, everyone. Yeah, really, that's all she said.
Ferris knows your mother.
That is highly GURPS rules.
Indeed.
Guards, do you wish to accompany the brave adventurers into the dungeon, or do you leave them at the entrance?
Well, without the adventurers and their portal gun, I was going to
and then I shoot them
in
the
office. But as we have a brave band of suckers, I'll accompany them, and I will defend them from the rear.
Rear attackers?
And that was even one of the phrases.
Are we the hirelings here?
Did not Lord another word for them? Did not the Lord give you portal gun?
I see he's very familiar with how we do things in Canada.
That's actually a rear admiral.
Hey. I didn't know any better. I pity the fool.
But I can't speak for my fellow.
I will be more than happy to come with you and to support this adventure by supporting your treasurer until such time as we
return. Hands off my treasure!
Kind of upset.
All right, the guards and the hirelings stand at the entrance to the dungeon. I mean, the guards and the adventurers. And
potato, tomato, tomato, potato.
Do you enter?
No, we go home.
World gone to home.
You rogue. You hussy. Oh, dwarf fighter hussy.
I'm the clerk.
You go first. I like to follow you.
I walk up to the door and sort of like. I put my hands up against the door to see if I hear anything.
I put my hands up against the hussy.
You don't hear anything, but you do feel something from your friend.
Don't worry, it's just a hear around.
Woo! Oh, yeah. You hear a faint dripping.
That's
it. It doesn't sound like any dripping you've ever heard.
slobbering down there?
It sounds like that one time I let the dogs out.
Of course, since the door was actually already open, you're really just going like this.
I'm going.
That's what she always says.
As you enter the dungeon, the pungent stench of mildew emanates off the wet dungeon walls.
It is Saturday at Gen
Con. Yeah. It's only coming from right about here, so I'm going to do it this way.
As you descend into the crypts, the light from above fades, leaving you in darkness.
I attack the darkness!
I like
to... Ominous. Guys, now is the time that we consider all...
Are you reading dark?
Of the Teletubbies.
I mean purple one.
I call red.
Is it purple one?
I don't know.
Fortunately, in the distance, you see the glimmer of a few lights.
Oh, there are lights!
The glimmer of a few lights.
Oh, brighter!
It's getting brighter.
Oh, they're starting to show up. You see the glimmer of a few lights in the distance.
The fae! Lights! Oh, the fae wild, I see. Remember that one thing?
Do you wish to approach the lights, or do you wish to wander around in the dark?
Yes.
I approach this big bright light.
As you approach the big bright light, you can see that beneath it, that it lies where in a pool of water where you heard the dripping. And you can see that it appears to be, not another portal gun, a hot pink duct tape. A piece of hot pink duct, a roll of poppy duct tape is glowing from the bottom of the pool.
What is this mysterious thing?
I say we surround the pool.
And after we do so, we should fight for liberty, equality, and loot.
Do you draw out the hot pink duct tape?
Hang on, we're still creeping up the pool.
you're creeping out something else here.
I will grab the pink duct tape.
No, wait!
What was that?
I shoot the portal gun. At Jeff Griner's crutch. I take the portal gun out, I shoot it. I shoot one portal underneath the duct tape, and then the next portal to whatever the closest wall is.
Okay, as you shoot go ahead and make an attack roll with the D20 to see if you can correctly hit the hot pink duct tape at the bottom of the pool.
The duct tape's reflex.
Criticalness.
Uh-oh.
12.
Plus, you've got an attack bonus.
Too dark.
It's too dark. Plus 7. 19.
All right, you hit it.
Woo!
The hot pink duct tape comes rolling out of the wall.
How thick was that pool?
Well, I don't hear any sounds of water, so clearly.
There we go.
I found it! The waterfall!
Water.
Who would have thought it splashed? It's getting everywhere! It's getting everywhere! There's so much water!
It's the splash zone!
That big pool!
Switch the board!
As the water comes pouring out, something else does as well, though. A monster. Clearly it's going to be an Otiug and not a black pudding based on that sound. So an Otiug comes rolling out of the portal and attacks you.
I thought it was a
gnome. Yeah, that was a really
Otiug.
The Otiug comes rolling out and strikes at the person who used the portal gun, sensing his,
It's a hussy.
The hussy, yes. And it hits you for 5 damage, and now you are infected with filth fever. Anyone you touch will be infected with filth fever as well.
Yeah, so what else new?
Do you wish to fight the creature or flee?
Kill!
I wish to negotiate.
I negotiate with hurt and pain!
I brought my recycling.
Let me through! I kill!
The guard extends his hand to offer his recycling to the Otyug, and it strikes out with one of its tendrils. It doesn't recycle. Oh, but it misses with only a 10. All right, you were striking it, the half-orc.
It was the duck! Sorry. First axe is 16.
16 will hit it. You strike at one of its tendrils, and it makes a splattering sound.
Second axe is...
Apparently it wasn't a very good hit.
No, there were two attacks.
Two attacks?
Second
okay.
axe is 7.
Swish.
You miss. What does it sound like?
Swish.
I chase after...
A refreshing breeze blows through the
I chase after it. Shout.
Room or floor 12.
I chase after and I shout, I just took the cream to get rid of filth fever. And I run and then I say... Show me your moves!
And you attack it.
No, I want to see it show me its moves.
It starts doing a little buggy. It seems to have bonded with you now that you have the filth fever.
No, it boogie fever!
It's kind of doing a little bit of this to you. You're not sure, but it might be trying to entice you. Does anybody else attack it?
I will attack it. I'll run up to it and scream one of my god's most fabled tenements. And I scream when my light comes out, your mom! And I get an 18.
You hit.
I do 10 points of radiant damage.
How much did you do, James?
10.
10.
Not radiant, though.
That's 15 damage.
Oh, so like 12 now.
10 points of damage is enough to kill the Otyug. It falls in a pile of tendrils.
Alright, high five!
I thought the pink duct tape was
good. Feel the suckers!
But because you got your portal gun from Gamma World, you're going to have to roll Reckless Break, or not Reckless Break, because that would be a dark side. The recovery on it. So roll to see if it continues to work.
Smells make that sound.
Smells burned.
I've got a few.
Woohoo! 18.
Yeah.
18.
The portal gun continues to work.
Yeah!
You now have hot pink duct tape that glows and providing some light.
It's all
light!
Light.
I don't know how this works.
Exactly. It's arcane.
Providing light! You can now see that you're in a room with a pool. Well, an empty pool. And that there is an exit back to the east where you came from. Do you go back?
No. We are adventurers.
Search for secret doors.
Secret
tunnels.
Yeah.
It's that when you go on adventures,
they have the most amusing things
you go Power Rangers!
I'm Ranger!
That's
Ranger! Ranger!
Go Power Rangers! Go down, Power Rangers!
That means go!
You're the fig turf.
We're here.
Just keep going until you're bloody spot on
the
floor.
You enter back into the other room.
Don't worry,
we have split the party.
Can I see the party?
They are in the next room, yes.
I can see the party.
Yes.
I wanted to talk to you more.
Oh, wait. You can stay.
We decided to come back because, well, kick me.
I say we do the suggestion, search for secret doors. Yeah.
So you go, are you remaining in the room with the pool, with the former pool, or are you going back into the other room?
Yes.
Who drawing the map in
your room?
What's up?
Yeah, who's drawing the map?
You notice behind
the door. Are you drawing a map for us?
I didn't set
I was never taught how to use the map by my great mentor. Hot pink duct tape. That's not a person.
That's a really common name.
I think you're talking about the drunken Russian.
No, I'm talking about Kick McKnee.
Ah, Kick McKnee. Of course, he went to school with Rental Dane.
Go look for some doors.
All right, so you're looking for secret doors.
You
broke.
I'm in the room.
Where are you going the whole time?
I was trying to back.
He can't get a word in edgewise because Admiral won't shut the fuck up.
I search for secret doors at like 3 feet high because I'm
What do you say, audience? Do they find secret doors?
He's also trained in perception.
There's seven riddle doors.
19.
As you search, thank God, just fine numbers. As you search for the secret door, you do in fact find a secret door. Do you open it?
It's only 3 feet high.
By the festering T-dump Talona, I found the door. That's not what it says either.
I wrote it.
You in dungeon two?
No.
Where did that guy come from?
I think he's under the monster.
Don't you guys miss the red rose?
Wandering monster! I attacked the wandering monster!
You missed.
14.
Well, at least
go to that is not going to hit the
Let me see your armor.
Monster. What type of monster is it, guys?
A flump!
It's a flump.
Oh, flump is awful.
14 would not have a flump.
Do I have to spit on him now?
They have an unnaturally high AC.
Yes. We already threw water.
No!
Yes, there is the flumps.
There you
well
go.
Known defense is to squirt foul smelling liquid at PCs.
Hey,
hold that out of your arse!
Quick, you guys, look, we can hide behind these rocks.
You do have a secret door. You can flee from the flump.
I push over the secret door.
All right. You push through the secret door and it grinds open. And you can see.
Third floor.
The foul stench of the flump sends you running through a narrow 3 foot high corridor. And you emerge in a small room. The room is filled with dusty, moldering tomes, some of which have fallen apart, but others have kept well together. Some look possibly magical in nature. There are also a few scrolls.
You have a dusty, moldering tome. What do you want?
Anybody else want to have a dusty, moldering tome?
It'd be funny if you handed me
right here.
You said there's a scroll, maybe?
There are also some scrolls.
Alright, right, real fast. Alright, who's got a phone? Someone read me their last text message.
Oh.
Having a good day. I find the scroll that says having a good day.
Do you speak at these magical words aloud?
Yes.
Say it.
Having a good day.
As you speak the magical words, you feel as though you're having a better day. You all get a plus one bonus to everything.
Yay!
The door from this small room, there is the passage back, or another door, another narrow corridor leading to your left, to the west.
We're going this way.
I feel like we've been through this corridor before.
It's the easiest corridor.
You can see that the corridor has bloody footprints leading down it. You can hear moaning from somewhere beyond. You're not sure what type of moaning, because it was kind of a mix, but it sounds like somewhere between agony and pleasure.
Just grab my ass.
I said we were going to your family reunion.
Sorry, I invited the hussy clan to join us.
Simultaneously terrified and aroused.
I shout down the hallway, Jenga!
Somebody says,
Jenga's not here.
Marco?
Paula!
You can hear voices that start to call out, Marco!
Oh!
You see that there are a series of cells down this corridor that, and hands begin to reach out at you.
I stand to moon.
You can see through the bars that they actually appear to be the townsfolk that have been captured. Now you're really wondering why there were some calls of pleasure as well.
Maybe
after this little imprisonment in a dungeon, you and I
could be together, maybe. Capture you?
What are you talking about?
Who captured you? The creature that captured you was named Ilver. It looked like a green elf.
Ilver, the green elf.
Okay, we go kill Ilver.
That bastard.
Are there locks on the bars or anything?
No.
The doors are locked, but there are no.
We have portal guns. I will start targeting prisoners.
They start disappearing and don't reappear.
Stop.
One of them
we found an escaped prisoner.
You coming too? Another one.
These doors are fantastic. What happened? You have to say, hang on.
Well,
prisoner, speak. Who's the one that trapped you here? Tell us what kind of horrible and god awful deeds were done to you while you were stuck down here in this dungeon.
Yes.
Silver the green elf.
These are the only two prisoners that survived after the portals were shot at them. So your party grows larger.
All right, the party.
One of the prisoners appears delirious and wants to wander off into the dungeon.
We now have shields of meat in case. I could have sworn I saw a Dracula shirt, but I couldn't be sure.
Ask their names.
What are your names?
Their names are Mike James.
Mike James.
Oh, you got them there.
Is he older brother?
Winnie.
The prisoner is very insistent that she has an appointment to keep and tries to wander off into the dungeon again. You can see that further down the corridor there is another small room. You can either go back in the direction you came or you can continue down.
Let's send the small one into the small room.
Enough not to go into
the room. No, we're thinking of the halfling. Oh.
Halfling, you go down the room and you discover that the room contains three chests. Some of the chests are better than others. Do you want nothing else? Do you want to disable the chests?
Admiral, please.
Look,
yes, I searched the center one for traps.
All right, make a roll with the
d20. Yeah,
d20. The center one, you say?
Yes. As I do, I whisper a prayer to the halfling gods. I love you.
treasure?
Yeah!
He gets treasure.
Obviously, a short prayer is always in order.
Yes.
In the chest, you discover a backpack.
But in the backpack, he finds.
Opening the backpack, you discover bikini mail.
There are still two unopened chests.
I'm going for it. I'm going to go with you.
I'll take the one in the middle.
The middle one. You already successfully opened the chest, so all right. Your job here is done.
I'll take the rear. The one in the end.
Alright. You notice that one of your prisoners appears to have wandered off.
The nose.
You hear a horrible cry from somewhere down in the dungeon. She appears to be afflicted by Tasha's hideous laughter and cannot move.
That poor nose.
An 11 is not enough. The trap explodes, doing 10 points of fire damage unless you throw yourself to the ground. Was his reflex save successful?
No,
it was not. Oh, he takes 10 fire damage.
He's on fire now, though. He's
on. And you were on fire. Where did the water come from, though?
Stop in the name of love.
Half-orc's assistance and some water that you're not sure where it came from, the fire is put out.
I drank a lot before I went on the adventure. They weren't even. But I did.
Ferris, have one thing to say. Ferris, love his lovely locks.
From the distance, you hear another cry. As one of the guards and the prisoners is slain, one of them though remains reclined against the wall.
He's chilling. He's cool.
Thanks. You didn't see what killed them, though.
I'll go take a look.
Oh, no, not Mike James.
The darkness.
Mike James is dead.
Oh, Mike James.
Am I supposed to be here?
How did they die, people?
Say some words. Say some words in honor of him. We will all say words tomorrow.
How did he die? Well, apparently it was a prostitute sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, it's better the prostitute sandwich than the... I just can't read this.
Make something up.
I can't read this. Is very good.
No, really, I can't read
this. Knows.
Inspecting the bodies, it looks as though they were ravaged by a prostitute sandwich.
Not again.
Wait,
by Grafthar's hammer, you shall be avenged.
Yeah.
Loot the bodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bodies. The guy with the bikini, whatever I'm wearing.
I take his coat.
I take his beard.
Apparently, he was a very well paid guard because he has a plus two set of boots of moonwalking.
Why you get all treasure?
Because I make this look fabulous. I would like to make a diplomacy check or an intimidate check, which. To impress the rest of my companions with my moonwalking.
You can't use those skills on us.
I just did.
With your beard.
Well, you did.
It was a 20. How did that happen? I thought it was a 2.
I suspect players are cheating.
It's dance magic.
There is still one chest, or there you can continue on.
My old guard chest! with hurt and pain!
As you raise your axe...
I shake my ass!
And the chest opens up and swallows your arm. It is a mimic!
No!
Sorry, it's a mimic.
Yum, yum.
Still got another axe.
Nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom. Nom, 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 nom. It devours your arm.
Shit.
Make your attack roll.
Was it
appropriate? I can't.
Barbary's left-handed, right?
Was it appropriate attack phrase?
I mean phrase.
Oh. That's bullshit.
Can we give it to him?
Yeah.
I'm a dwarf, it's what I do. Where do you use that work? Whack! 10 damage!
10 damage. You smash the mimic, but it continues to survive. It begins to make its way toward the halfling who is nearby.
Backstab.
All right, everybody, thanks for coming out.
Oh, it's been great. Dungeon Master! That's why you backstab.
Fortunately, every good Dungeon Master has a clone.
Or two. Or six.
That is why
you failed. As you attempt to backstab it...
Oh, come on.
You failed.
You miss, and it tries to bite your arm.
Nom, nom.
Oh,
I'm
oh,
come on! Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, what?
What do you guys say? Did it miss him or did it hit him?
Yes.
Do me now!
It seems to be doing that. Oh. He used to swallow more and more of your arm.
I chop off his arm to grip. By Sune's beard, it will eat axe!
It's
alright. Like a hit, even though he's only a minion, we'll let him hit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he hits and strikes it for 5 damage, which is enough to kill it.
I could definitely
pop him. Minyala? So you pop him, treasure come out?
Yes.
I pop him.
Make an attack.
Recording back clips.
He Minyata!
It's the only thing is when he attacks you, I'm like, hey, wait! Son of a bitch!
Yes, I am!
Oh.
I told you that before.
Oh. As he hits, dramatic death.
What do you say as you die?
What are your final words?
What are your final gasping words?
Yeah, what treasure, Papa?
You stab him and he takes a moment to consider.
I kill you 15 times over.
I always respond.
I love you.
I love you.
No, this is a tragedy.
What treasure, Papa?
The treasure, he has whatever is on him, plus you discover Vorpal Gelatinous Cube. He seems to have actually been possessed by a cube that begins to ooze out of his body and makes its way toward you for revenge.
I'm back!
What does the cube sound like?
Fork me!
You have to eat, yeah.
There's always room for Jell-O.
It was delicious.
Fork a belching, more like.
But I was Vorpal.
Uh-oh.
Your head's gonna fall off.
There's now cube inside me. Don't pop me.
That's what she said.
Do not bend her.
You freed the prisoners, but there's still no sign of the green elf Ilver that supposedly imprisoned them.
That
you continue your explorations of the dungeon.
Well,
Well, let's see. We've almost killed ourselves. Our friend is now inhabited by a vorpal gelatinous cube.
I can't say gelatinous.
He's lost an arm.
Wait a second.
You're wearing a chainmail bikini.
I'm wearing a chainmail bikini with these fashionable boots. And I say we continue. I mean,
Well,
you still have another arm to lose. He's not dead yet.
I got a pretty good regular where I'm at. I got a nice coat.
Continue on.
Audience?
Audience?
Continue. There's moaning out there someplace.
As you continue along, you come to a long rectangular room that is lined with vertical sarcophagi. The sarcophagi look ancient, and they bear the visages of human clerics and paladins. The room has a musty smell, and aside from a few tracks on the ground, the area seems undisturbed.
Sarcophagus look ancient!
You can see that the sarcophagus, one of the sarcophagus bears the name...
I didn't know better! He's laughing at me!
Who are the eyes seem to follow you when you move?
That sarcophagus is my name. This one just looks really bad.
This is the, quite possibly the ugliest sarcophagus I've ever seen.
Sarcophagi!
The sarcophagi bears the name Melwin Minderpants.
I bet he was a fun guy!
It says Melwin
Minderpants!
No wonder they killed him.
But as you guys stand around the sarcophagi staring at it, the lid begins to shake and rattle.
Only one part of him is shaking! Look out!
His sack is shaking!
And the horrible creature rises up out of it.
Yeah! His sack just produced the most horrible thing! What is it?
Look at that!
It's a Pokemon George Martin!
It's a piece of crows!
It is an ancient deadly tome that you discover on the moldering, rattling corpse.
At least he has good taste.
Tastes good!
What's the title? Just get a fucking bar for it.
Feast of Crows by George R.R. Martin.
No.
Four Crows.
I can't read it.
Four Crows.
Oh, what? No, I waited for the actual title.
The actual title is... Hang on, I don't want to do that one. Bozo.
The Minderpants family.
The Minderpants family.
Do you open the tome?
I will open the tome. My bikini plays.
When you open the tome.
Ah, spoilers!
It produces. Spoilers. As well as a clown.
What?
A clown? Who wants to be the clown?
This is the worst thing ever.
Do we have a clown?
So, when we punch you, you fall down and bounce right back up.
And his nose goes...
The clown stares at you menacingly. You all take 5 lame damage. Do you flee or do you kill the clown?
Has
I will attack the clown! Die!
20.
Yes!
Did he hit audience or did he miss?
Yeah.
Nobody wants a clown. The clown, fortunately, was just a minion, so it dies as you deliver
I'm sorry. This is a Bozo the Clown punching bag thing. The thing with the sand in the bottom, you knock it over, it knocks yourself. Just once.
It's a super minion.
Before, it has to be hit twice.
Two hit minion.
You think he's dead, but he comes back up.
He's got the minion.
Make an attack roll for lame damage.
Is he an elite minion?
He's an elite minion.
Did I break your cord?
Yes!
Oh, he misses. His joke fails.
Now I finished the job.
Smell my flower. Sucker!
Alright, then the half-orc deals the killing blow to the clown.
I could have gone to college!
Loop the body in Yara.
Do you loop the body?
Yes!
He's got a nice hat.
You get a nice hat and a red squeaky nose. And
big floppy.
An arm.
And an endless flask of scotch.
Look, it's engraved. Thaddeus Cooper on the back.
Now we know how this man died in the earth.
Do you continue your exploration through the dungeon?
Yes, we do.
Audience, you can see that there is a long corridor, and then there is a small room nearby. Do you want to go to the long corridor or the small room?
Yes!
Long corridor!
Small corridor. But small corridor, that was not an option. It was long corridor, small room.
Was there a box?
Take the box.
I will take the box.
What's in
there's
the
a box
box
that magically appears that apparently contains a girl of giggling.
She's
over there.
There it is!
It's the gnome.
You found the lost prisoner. She's died of laughter. And you apparently put on the girdle of giggling.
I knew you couldn't hide from her.
Oh, she's alive. You heals her with the healing magic, and she returns.
Wait, so you have healing magic and use it on her?
Wait, before we continue on, I have to say something.
Something?
I had to toot.
So good!
That's just foul!
I just
man.
Wanted to get that out there. I didn't want it to be awkward between us.
You are in that small room, so it's actually not getting a smell.
Saving throw!
Saving throw!
Is this a death save?
Oh, you're all affected by weakness.
It's nice down here.
That was
you
leave the small room?
Yes! With the quickness!
You go running back down toward the long corridor.
Running?
That's that way.
Ferris tired.
Moonwalk.
I'm not going first.
You exit through a door and into a long rectangular room. There are two doors in the room.
Same
corridor. One on the far.
They
seem to be going in circles. As you enter the room, the doors slam shut.
Slam! Bam! Boom!
The door actually says slam when it closes.
Slam!
It's
a very vocal door.
And the walls begin to grind toward you, closing.
Well, I guess
you are all good.
We only have a few more hours.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Your efforts to stop the wall don't seem to be helping. However, you do see that there is a small alcove set into the wall, and there are four potions there, one of which has an oak that appears to be half drained.
Drink a potion!
No! Backwash!
Who only had half a potion. Roll the d20 to see which potion you drank.
Sweet.
Yeah!
No cheats.
You drank the potion of disembodiment. One of you gets to become now the voice of this character. We'll go with you. You raise your hand first.
Hover behind Rodney.
Go stand behind him and use now his voice.
For the next 2 minutes. You.
What did you drink?
Cotton Dew, I think.
You're
a surprise.
Suddenly, first, when you drank it to you.
Let's see which potion the cleric drank.
Boy, I hope I didn't drink with you. Three!
The potion of intoxication. You are intoxicated
you
for the next 10 minutes.
You don't fucking know me. I have the power to heal you.
Wait, where's the flask?
Yeah, where's the flask?
Your
that shit.
The potion of diminutiveness. You seem to have found the one that will help you escape, because you can now see as you shrink down. Shrink down. That there is a small.
There you go.
Alice in Wonderland.
Pull through the wall. Unfortunately, you drank all of the potion.
Get short with me!
So guys, I got some good news. Actually, my
it's
voice
so small
my
now.
Voice would be tiny. Come here.
Potion of paralysis.
Oh no!
As they drink these potions, desperately seeking to find a way out, the walls continue to grind toward the.
Hey! Give me a hand!
Get it? I got some good news and some bad news, guys. Good news is I found the way out.
Use your portal gun.
The bad news is
use your portal gun.
You have a very tiny portal gun. Right?
The bad news is I drank all the potion that would make this small enough to actually fit
you
through the door.
You asshole!
Tiny portal gun.
What do you guys do?
We get drunk! Yeah!
Someone gently drop down your portal gun at me.
Gently.
Here you go!
The portal gun falls on you, and you are crushed for 5 points of damage.
I'm almost dead. I'm at 5.
It's a good thing the cleric's not drunk.
Oh. I shoot an exit for us for the inside the door of the small room, and then another one behind me.
All right, a portal appears, and the next room appears, and you guys can exit through it. Unfortunately, one of your companions is still paralyzed.
Carry him.
No,
God. I want to leave you!
Why are you so happy?
I've been going to be 3 years,
baby, and literally ever.
As you guys emerge in the other room, the potions appear to wear off.
Oh my God! If you tell anyone what happened in that room,
you're dead.
Why
do I have
what happens in the small room
stays
in the small room.
It lingers in the small room.
Yeah,
that was actually a little awkward. You might want to consider eating something else.
I have a steady diet of beef and cheese. Sometimes milk.
Rotten legs. They're delicious.
What do we see in this room?
The room you find yourself in appears to be an ancient shrine dedicated to Helm. You see a gauntlet with an eye on it depicted on the wall.
Yeah.
All around are...
That's my god!
All around are... There are 3 clocks on the wall. They still seem to tick.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. What are these strange things?
One of them has a mouth that actually is saying tick-tock, tick-tock.
I'm just surprised that those 3 clocks sound like a lot more than 3 clocks.
Echo.
I wonder what we should do.
Time is it? Is it time to get out of here yet?
You also do see an exit out of the room.
Is there an exit sign, like glowing, like that?
Yes, there is.
I can't read.
Helm was very big on the fire hazard, fire safety.
As Helm always says, safety first, safety duct
tape. Is that what
the pendulums on the top do appear to have gems embedded in them.
Duct tape! Arm!
Yes!
Have you guys
duct tape!
You keep have you been carrying the arm with you?
Oh yeah.
Of course!
All right.
It's right here!
I feel it.
No, be careful. I'm a cleric. I know how this works. Now, this might hurt for a second. Right, now, I prepared this in such a way that all your tendons are now connected again, so you should be able to use your fingers. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, do it together?
As I said, the pendulums have gems, and there is an exit out of the room.
No, they don't.
What do you do?
Not anymore.
We need to go back.
I see no
the road job. He's been there and back.
Do you guys honestly think that someone would have made this dungeon and left an obvious exit sign for us?
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
What's a trap?
Were you going to attempt to
make
your check?
Okay.
The angels.
Add plus 15 because you're sneaky.
Because I'm super fast.
We were distracted. Oh.
As you attempt to. The dice will not be defied. Roll one more time for DM damage.
This is the damage you need to.
As you attempt to pick the lock, you find, or pick the, draw the gem from the clock, you find that suddenly you are struck by a magical effect that ages you 100 years. To 100 years.
Damn.
Oh, you still got nothing on Bilbo.
That is whack.
I'm a really bad driver now.
There are still other dungeons. Do you want to try to take those, or do you want to continue through the dungeon?
Take them!
Take the gems!
Who's going to try and take the, one of the gems?
What's the worst that can happen?
No, I meant from the party.
You need a retirement. Halfling.
The halfling.
Halfling.
He's old.
I guess I do it again.
You can't get any worse, right?
I can't see them.
Make your check with a minus 5 penalty.
It dies to
an age penalty.
Yes, a minus 5 penalty. You fail to draw out the gem and are now aged to 10 years old.
I see no difference.
How would you know that?
No puberty yet. There you go.
Good day, folks.
There's one more gem, right?
There's one more gem.
Shit.
Yay!
All right, you saw this coming.
You're a 10-year-old.
Shiny!
Hey! Yay! Yay! Yeah, she get that one out. That's a good thing.
No gems.
There's still two more gems.
There is a bone.
We're done now.
All right. Do you guys want to continue into the next room?
Please.
Yes.
Continue into the next room. You see a long corridor lined with statues of warriors. They seem to glare menacingly at you. And make noise as well.
I heard about this.
Do you see that one statue? I think he's like doing this and pointing at you.
This is, there, yeah, I was going to say.
And look at that one. That one's freakishly
all
tall.
All of the statues that are currently sitting.
This is, yeah, this is the great city
army. It looks
army.
Rather laconic.
Only one statue is standing up.
The great sit down.
Oh, and they all seem to be emerging and standing up as you guys enter the chamber.
I search it!
You head toward the tallest statue to search it.
I search it.
Oh, excellent.
That's how we're here.
You roll for me.
That's great. Give me the roll.
It's like the airlines.
11.
Oh,
11.
They're barbarians.
Oh, bookmark!
Searching the statue, you find that there is a cache somewhere within the statue.
Check every
cache somewhere within the statue.
Go ahead and pull it.
Don't be afraid.
Oh, no,
there's a small room!
There's a big room!
No, it's not big enough!
Within the cache, you discover a ferret. Take half a point of damage.
And keep it as a pet, it's Ferret Bueller now. No.
It's a rattle companion.
Five points of pun damage.
Ferris is Ferret the Iron Defender.
However, as you also draw out the ferret, the statue comes to life and begins to attack you.
I punch him in the balls.
You miss!
He has balls of stone, so you take 5 points of damage. The statue strikes you back and you take another 5 points of damage.
No, you don't understand, you really did.
What are you going to
do? I do attack statue with hurt and pain!
I'll try to punch him back!
Come on,
you suck! Your attack deflects off his stony skin.
Hurt!
Making no sound, apparently.
Quit! 17! And pain says...
His pain the name of your
Ting.
Weapon.
Her Ting. Pain!
Ting. Also his ex-wife.
First, very right-handed.
All right, you strike, dealing how much damage?
10!
10 points of damage is enough to strike off one of his arms, but he continues to march toward one of you.
I shoot a portal at his feet and then one on the ceiling.
Infinite loop!
So as he's flying, I take aim at the wall. You guys might want to duck. I shoot another one at the wall.
He comes crashing out of there into the wall, smashing into stone, narrowly missing the cleric as he goes.
We should have been doing this shit every single time.
Why?
Why? Lord Neverender did give you portal guns for a reason.
Why do we only start doing this now? What's wrong with us?
Does the gun continue to work?
Natural mutation.
Served its purpose.
Out the mutation, the gun explodes and becomes a.
This is weirdest adventure ever.
A gun of unwanted back hair.
How do you know that? Is it
unwanted?
More effective against people with
unwanted
hair? Is that
a good one? We'll find out soon.
Do you continue your journey into the next room?
Of course we do!
As you continue along, you come to a room that the Dungeon Master can't find.
You've got to see your room!
You come to a small corridor that has two exits with doors, one to the north and one to the south. In the middle of the room, floating above a heavy metal hatch, chained up is a...
Rockstar!
I heard Beholder first. Beholder it is!
The
Beholder has 4 eye stalks. I need 4 eye stalks.
Look, beauty in them!
2!
And we've got 2.
Stand up.
I see 2 good ones and 2 kind of lame eye stalks there that are looking at cross
this one's coming at us.
There you go. There you go. Okay, we got 3, 4. There we go. 4 eye stalks. All right. 4 eye stalks that immediately attack.
What the heck? Come on.
It's a beholder.
We roll high for initiative.
Okay. We'll let you guys roll initiative. One of you roll initiative. One of you PC character types. This is for the boulder.
For the monsters, get a 6.
All right, 6.
My goo can do worse.
That's how Mike rolls. All right, the beholder stands before you. Its eye stalks writhing. What do you guys do?
I run.
Or floats before you. Yes, actually, it stands before you. This beholder has 2 kind of vestigial
feet.
But
it's a gaseous
change. This is weirdest beholder ever.
Natural 1. Your axe goes flying across the room.
Great. Along with your arm.
Okay. I'll let it go. Yes.
I'm just here to keep it sane. You gotta follow.
All right. Your arm is on the far side of the room. You still have 1 arm with a weapon, though. What do you do?
I go to try and smash this eye.
Bye bye.
It's
16. 16 is enough to hit.
I'm 10.
How much damage do you do?
15,
yeah, that's enough to sever the eye stalk.
You are 7.
I grab Rodney's character and throw him at the...
I'm 10.
That's why I'm throwing you.
Yeah, and you're a halfling, so you're very...
15.
You actually count as a ranged
halfling.
Go be right. Flung, halfling.
15, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, great. The halfling goes flying toward him and... toward one of the eye stalks. Separate it.
A little help over here!
You got this! Now you got this!
Still has 2 eye stalks. No. The beholder gets to go.
Ferris, I think you got this.
It's all you, buddy. We're gonna go have some coffee.
I need a phrase.
The beholder fires a sleep ray at the half-orc. Damn.
Oh,
and it misses. The wall falls asleep, James. All right, and the other one fires a charm ray at the halfling.
Get him, Francis!
Beware.
Get him, Francis.
Striking the halfling. The halfling is now dominated by the beholder.
That's okay. You only care.
Acting surprised, I say.
Go for the eyes, boo!
All right.
There's two there?
Two more.
The
beholder appears to have had its central eye gouged out.
That's the best kind of beholder.
Yeah,
16. 16 is a hit! You sever one of the eye stalks, only the charm
one
remains.
Throw the halfling again!
I only have one arm!
Crowd, should I throw the halfling one more time?
Yeah!
If you can, he dominated!
That's right.
I'm afraid that will provoke an opportunity attack.
Well, let's go for it!
Stab you as you grab him.
No! Dominated, can't take opportunity action.
You're right! He's dazed!
Another arm.
So I tossed the half.
Seriously.
Oh.
16 on the halfling toss.
All right, the halfling still gets to attack you though as it goes flying toward you.
Pop.
You take 5 points of ball damage.
And I say in a really high voice.
Go to hell.
And severs the last eye stalk. Fortunately, the halfling is still under the control of the beholder because he is still not in his right mind. He needs somebody to slap him into sense.
Some of us have no hands.
Just walk into it.
Get with the water.
Walk into it. Keep walking.
Beneath the beholder, you can now spot a hatch.
Wrecked him, damn near killed him. I just wanted to say it.
Body,
Clarence. Wrecked him.
Boots, Clarence.
Body.
Come over here.
Ferris have no arms.
Be here!
Wow, praise him.
You have two arms, but they appear to be tentacles.
I didn't say I was a good bitch.
Neither did I.
Well, Larry,
must be more attractive now.
We don't want that Japanese stuff.
Where are we at?
You are in a small room with a hatch where the beholder was chained up.
Down hatch!
Loop the body!
Loop the body!
It's a big eye stalk!
It has beauty in its eyes!
No!
It has booty in its eyes!
Yeah!
I died. 5 more punt damage. Do you loop the body?
I dive into the eye.
You loop the beholder.
Yes.
I guess pulling its eyeballs out and its eye stalks and it makes us. Come on, what sort of sound does it make? Yeah.
Somebody actually said squish.
And for some reason, within the beholder, there is a dagger of the sly flourish.
Yeah! Mine! I looted it! You guys made fun of me! I can't do what?
You're clear.
I'm not proficient.
Now that James the Blogger has the weapon of Sly Flourish.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah. It was that one time.
The alchemy fixed it.
If found, please return to my
chair. Oh, yeah, that's right. In Canada, you can get that alchemy.
Very easily, actually.
Yeah.
Do you guys get on the hatch?
Yes.
Of course we do.
Do you look for...
No! How many people here look before they go?
No.
Cleric, actually. At first.
Ten.
You go flying through the air and find yourself in an underground chamber landing in goo.
Squish.
That does not sound like very deep goo, so apparently it takes some falling damage.
Oh,
This was a horrible idea. The ground hits me. Yes, it does.
For 5 points of damage.
I drop.
Is anybody going to heal it?
You're the worst card ever!
Is the hatch straight down? Is it the slide?
I'm not dead yet!
Oh, look, fortunately, the cleric had a healing one, but nobody's down there to force feed it to him.
Guys, help! I have a potion
directly into the water chamber. Obviously, down there are some strange warped trees kind of growing nearby that you might be able to jump onto.
Portal his body up.
Hey!
Ferris, lower rope.
We have two portal guns and we are still not
using them. Oh, we have three!
Back hair went out.
I fired a back hair gun down there to soften my landing. As much back hair as I can, just covering the floor. Just covering all the goo in the floor, just back hair, tons and tons. Right. Like sweaty,
there
is gross.
There's a nest of back hair on the
everywhere.
It's kind of
long, it's
brown,
gray.
It looks
it's
quite
soft.
Alright,
and then I kind of. This isn't back hair!
You can.
And then I cannonball.
How do you tell?
Hello?
Your cannonball landing in the cleric's enormous mass of back hair.
Oh, brain hair!
Then I force feed him like.
It's got hair on it.
Oh, that portal gun.
Into the garbage chute, Bloodwood.
Nice.
You land safely in the nest of back hair. The half orc is the only one remaining.
I don't know how to use portal gun.
I shoot the portal gun at him.
Shit.
Where's the other side going?
Yeah.
Right there.
All right, he falls through the portal and appears in this sort of swampy, foresty area. The trees are all warped. The hair is sort of just the right here, and you can see beyond there's a forest. It's not a forest of hair. And
forest of back hair.
This is the worst game ever.
Is that your friend?
You can see that you're in a large underground chamber that there appears to be. It appears to go on for hundreds of feet.
Run, Forrest.
What do you do?
I have an uncanny sense of distance. I put this at least a couple hundred feet. We should go that way.
Wait, your feet are 8 feet. There's feet tiny.
That is true, so when
I'm 10.
You recall from your history lessons about Helmshold that this is often known as the Caverns of Balls Malone.
I've been here before!
Look at all the fruit hanging from the trees. Some of it hanging lower than others.
Well, it's not the size of the tree. I got nothing.
You guys explore?
Yes, I would love to explore balls.
The cleric seems to be hindered by the mass of back hair dragging along the floor.
Braid it!
Like Rapunzel!
That would make a completely different movie if that was back hair.
How do you know it not?
We're not taking any other jobs after this one. Let's just make a pact. Right now, we are no longer adventurers.
Let's get through this ball forest and move on.
All right. Watch out for the low-hanging fruit.
I try to make my way through the low-hanging trees.
God loves her. After you.
Oh, I got hit.
Bigger as you go through the natural forest.
These are the biggest balls I've ever seen!
Balls, why are there so many balls here?
God!
God, I feel like I've just been washed in bald soup.
As you emerge from the cavern, the forest and the caverns of balls Malone, you see a green elf in the distance watching you.
Kill him.
I see you him. Little bastard.
Come here, little asshole. Come here. We got some for you.
Oh, he does have an elf on his shirt.
As you approach, he calls out a phrase to you.
Winning!
You feel as though he is kind of winning after having gone through all those balls.
Those balls tasted fruit!
The elf, as he stands before you, casts you a menacing look and says, "Be gone."
Be gone!
Nope. No!
That's all you got?
That's all you got? We came this whole goddamn way just to see that.
Right? Maybe it was bacon.
Lucky for you, I brought my handy haversack, and within it I have a ring of lubrication. Thanks, jerk.
Put it back.
The elf appears slightly interested in the ring.
Have you ever been to Canada?
Let me introduce you to the real Balls Malone.
This ring is
terrible.
You guys are all coming to be ashamed.
Fine, if you want to be gone, do me now.
Get in there, Admiral!
As you approach the elf,
go get
her, Ray. As you approach, having accepted his offer, he goes from being a green elf to a large green dragon.
Whoa. I've done worse.
How you doing?
Make a...
good thing you have ring.
Check against the dragon.
Acrobatics?
It's definitely not a bluff.
What type of check should he make?
Endurance!
What kind of check should I make?
Endurance!
So you're saying I should make an endurance check while using your ring of lubrication?
Yes!
Just where does this ring go?
It's okay, man.
Mike.
Apparently the rest of the party watches.
You can't
pay for this kind of shit.
You got an 11. Is that good enough, audience?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a no. Oh, the dragon appears dissatisfied by his performance and turns around and attempts and says,
"By the dragon's tooth,
I've had better."
And attempts to eat you.
Oh!
Alright, well, as soon as he turns his back, the hussy steps in.
Dragon, are you going to be enticed by the hussy?
I got
this. No.
Or do you want to devour the third? Alright. Don't they say something about not eating before sex?
Swimming.
Yes! Oh, he dodges out of the way as you attempt to fight down on him.
I'm very good at this. I'm very proficient. I know what I'm doing.
And then I go back to him. Free action breath weapon.
After you do yours.
Yeah, when he turns around, I try.
Are you making a seduction check?
Yeah, hell yeah, I am.
What game are we playing?
Yours?
You got a 13. Should we give it to him, audience?
Yeah!
All right. I heard more yeses that time. So
Wait! He gets combat advantage because we're from both sides.
I'm this dragon, baby. So, does that mean this?
It's a prostitute sandwich.
And we've come full circle.
Dragon, are you sated by their satiation?
No.
I want to play Dungeons and Dragons. I kill dragons.
As the dragon is slain, the half orc comes in, swinging his axes with his tentacles.
And combat.
Hurt says 24.
24 will hit the dragon.
Pain says.
There's a 20!
That's another hit. The dragon takes
20 damage!
But
this is Dungeons and Dragons! Ah!
The dragon is bloody, but fortunately he has his breath weapon, which he will unleash on all of you.
Smells bad!
Ten plus 5, 15. Does a 15 hit any of you?
Nope.
Nope. Oh my god, it just on the F and F you.
You're behind him!
You're right, I'm behind him! Thank you!
He hit you with a different breath weapon.
It looked like his mouth. That's foul. We're off on dinner.
As the poisonous gas rolls over you, if you were hit, you take 10 points of damage. If you were missed, you take 5 points of damage.
Wow, look at that. I dropped
it. Or you can throw yourself to the ground for no damage. Should we give it to them?
No.
No, they're dead. They're dead. They're cuddling. They're swimming in their death. All right, but the 10-year-old halfling and the half-orc with tentacles are still alive and still have a chance to strike back at the dragon or flee in terror. Twice, he can kill the dragon, but if he doesn't, the dragon probably is going to...
Faraz cannot spell, so he not know how to say WTF.
It rests on the success of these two attacks.
All right. Hurt. Say. I don't have combat advantage. 19!
You hit.
And pain. Say.
It's all in this.
Shit!
Action point!
Action point!
Give it to him, an action point!
Do it again! Hurt! Say!
Oh. Even the dragon seems to want to die.
And pain! Say! 19!
It's a hit! He severs the head of the dragon, making a... delicious sound.
You don't get treasure.
I saved you.
Make a bluff check.
You can't use that skill on me, IPC. Unfortunately, I'm also stupid.
Sorry, James.
If he hadn't distracted the dragon by fleeing, you wouldn't have had your chance. Your two dead companions lie on the ground. In addition to
the
back hair and the bikini chainmail
and
the portal guns, you find that they must have been holding out on you because they also have a lightning rapier
and
a dildo of might.
Hey, you can this is important. Which one has it? I knew about that one.
I think we know which one the cleric had. Having a lubrication after all.
Stop it! I think that.
It's an item set bonus.
An heirloom.
And on that note, let's wrap this thing up. Thank you all for coming. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you very much for watching.